from high above Rinkside at American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas. This is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. And this is the Stanley Cup Playoffs on the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network. Just over a minute into the game. Stars with two shots, none yet for the Knights. Now into the slot, a drive, glove save. Logan Stankoven, who had an assist in his Stanley Cup Playoffs debut, where the shot right on. Duchesne through center, two against three, hands it off on the right side. Ben tried to center, it's blocked. And pardon us, Sagan. Oh, hard hit behind the net. Hard shoving behind the cage as White Cloud was decked. Martinez with the response. Vegas goes the other way with the puck.
Mason Marchment gets all up into Zach White Cloud. It's a monstrous hit. Zach is up and hasn't even left the ice. No, not worse for wear at all.
Vegas wins the left circle draw. Stevenson shoots, pad save. First decent look for the Knights so far. Transitions in, drop pass on the right. Sankin down to the goal line, Duchesne. Third man a drive, and is knocked down. Rebound loose, and into the corner. Thompson stayed with it, but he couldn't reach the rebound. There was no rebound shot. Knights the other way. Eichel left circle, shoots. Ottinger the save. Deflects up and out of play. No force at all. It's a tap on the shaft of the stick with the blade of Watt. No downward motion. Right wing shot, score! Well, a soft penalty call leads to a power play goal, and Dallas has a 1-0 lead. Just 22 seconds into the man advantage. 3:13 to go in the first period. It's Jason Robertson from high on the right side. Robertson, who had 29 goals in the regular season, now two goals in two playoff games. 10th of his playoff career in 28 playoff games. And he has done well against the Golden Knights in the postseason. Eichel charges up the left wing for the Knights. Through the left circle. Couldn't get a shot off. Might have been stick check. Maybe just lost it. Suter was defending. As he had options going right to the net. He gets another pass. 2-on-0. Eichel straight on. Backhander. Marchessault. He scores! Eichel drew all the attention. Right to the top of the crease straight on. Made a tap to his right on the backhand. Marchessault scores. 1-1 tie. 1:51 to go in the first period. Marchessault with goals in both games and now has a 12-game playoff scoring streak.
Yeah, this is just big-time vision from Jack Eichel. He's got the puck. He's got a clean lane to the net. He knows Marchessault is just in his rearview mirror. He brings everybody over to the left side of the ice. Marchessault's inside of Harley. It's an easy pass for Jack and an easy finish for Marchessault.
Meanwhile, they drop the puck. Lindell shoots. Sam Thompson fights it off to his right. The clock runs out on the period. And it's 20 minutes in the books in game two. 1-1 tie. Let's head downstairs and welcome Jack Eichel to the broadcast. Hi, Jack. Dan Tuva in the booth. Thanks for coming by. What'd you make of the first period?
I don't know. I didn't think it was our best by any means. We knew they were going to come up and play desperate. Obviously, they did that. They were able to get the man advantage and find a goal on the power play. So, well, it's good that we were able to even it up there before the end of the 20. Obviously, it wasn't our best, but we got out of it with a tie, and we got to have a better 40 minutes going forward. We knew they were going to come here. They're a desperate hockey team, and they definitely did that.
And did you notice anything different about the way they've tried to play today compared to game one?
No, more direct, I think. Obviously, they're trying to be physical and get pucks behind their defensemen. So, I think we can work. I think we can use that to work against them. Obviously, whenever we break the puck out well, you saw we had a couple odd man rushes there and some chances against them. So, just make sure our forwards are getting back and getting over guys, and our D are staying up and keeping good gaps because they try and generate a lot of speed through the middle of the ice with. Place to the wall and then bump in the middle.
Yeah, and you just touched on it, but the counterpunch for the Marchessault goal, obviously, you make the play and make the pass. What happened on that particular opportunity?
Oh, we had a good rush there right before. Obviously, they lose the puck and, just going back. Barbs makes a heck of a play with the defenseman there, and we turn the puck over and quick attack. Johnny on the spot, Jonathan Marchessault. Barry's another big one for us. So, I think we can transition the puck quicker, like we did on that play. But, for the most part, I think we need to, level up our intensity and get going here for the next 40.
Deep in the zone, McNabb. Around to Theodore. He gives it away on the left side. Feet to the slot and drive. Thompson the save at point-blank range. Around turnover, a drive. Glove save. Ottinger ready for it. Lewis puck came to Anthony Mantha in the mid-slot. Left point for Noah Hanifin. Out in front, a redirect just wide from Brett Howden. Tries to sneak it in front. Nobody for Vegas could get to it. Three Stars players and one Knights player in the deep slot. Around it comes clockwise to the right wing side, near boards for Dallas. Wyatt Johnston there. Now Stankoven centered, lifted over the net by Robertson. Play a low to high pass, Mantha to McNabb, returns it low. Bounces out in front, Ottinger covers. With Brett Howden standing top of the blue ice. Look out, he gets all sorts of roughed up. Paws into the face. One of the Stars' helmets pop off. That's Lundqvist. And then Suter just throws Mantha to the ice. Passes left side of center for Theodore. Enters near circle. Pulls in, shoots, kick save. His own rebound, glove save! Sprawling left, and a rebound shot, another save! Still in play. Haskin it up the near side with a breakout pass. Hanifin with Petrangelo starting the breakout to Jack Eichel. Jack tried to dip around Duchesne, he lost it. Petrangelo knocked it off the boards, right to the net. Johnston, he shoots, pad save! Logan Thompson with the left leg. What a great opportunity for Wyatt Johnston. Petrangelo looked to have done just enough to prevent Johnston from shooting the puck, but at the last moment, as he dashed from his left to his right atop the crease, still got a shot away, and Logan was there with the left pad. Left wing, drop pass for Wyclef. Spins down the left boards. Left circle on his backhand, put it through the blue ice. Nobody home. Waugh was tied up by Lindell in front. Now Carrier out in front for Waugh. He couldn't get a shot away. Now it's Hanifin. He shoots. He scores! Noah Hanifin follows up his first career playoff goal. The Knights take a 2-1 lead with 1:07 to go in the second period. The Knights' fourth line fighting and fighting down low. Kolesar to Carrier to Waugh to Hanifin. And the Knights have their first lead in game two.
This is just great work from the fourth line, Dan. They were determined. They got it in deep. They went to work. And Hanifin blows this one through the body of Ottinger. Drake Ottinger's struggles against the Golden Knights continue.
It's the Dallas defenseman who gets the puck but then takes a hit from Barbashev. Another hit by Barbashev as the clock runs out. And the period comes to a close. One goal in the second period, and it belongs to the Golden Knights. Noah Hanifin at 18:53.
2-1 after two periods.
Let's go downstairs now with Brett Howden. Welcome, Brett, to the broadcast. Hi, Brett. Dan Duva, Gary Lawless in the radio booth. Thanks for joining us. Boy, it has been a close game. What has it been like from your point of view?
Yeah, exactly that. There hasn't been not a lot of room out there, but it's a tight checking game. I thought we got better as the period went on there, and obviously nice to get that goal right at the end there. Give us a little momentum going into third.
You're an honorary member of the fourth line, and we always say it's the best fourth line in hockey. They went to work for you on that goal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was right to their identity, getting a puck in, keeping it simple, being hard on the forecheck, not letting them have a chance to get out, and just throwing stuff to the net and seeing what happens. And, obviously something good happened, so it's great.
You know, you've won one game, and if you're going to win the Stanley Cup, you got to win 15 more, and this is so tight. From here, it feels like there's pressure upstairs. What's it like for you down there on the ice?
I mean, you obviously know there's pressure. Everybody's competing for the same thing. But, I think once we get out there, we kind of leave all that behind. We did a really good job of that last year, of just not letting the outside noise bother us, just staying focused within the room and on the ice. So we got really good composure in our group, and it just goes to show the leadership and the experience that we have on this team.
Back to the right, Stevenson to the goal line, out in front for Hurdle, shot stopped, rebound, loose, had a couple of tries, it deflects to the left side. Stone is up top for Hanifin, straight on. Hanifin left circle for Jack Eichel. Jack has three assists here in this series. Stone left goal line. Backdoor! Save! Stevenson shot it right into Ottinger. He had half an empty net but could not bury it. Marchessault in the first. Hanifin in the second. Now a loose puck out in front. Kolesar! Another try. Carrier couldn't get a shot off. Out high. Martinez shoots. Save. Rebound is free. Goes left corner. White Cloud coming ahead. White Cloud lost it coming out of the zone. It's a takeaway. Sagan on the right. Sagan fakes. Centers. Broken up by White Cloud. Still in the zone. Deep on the left side. Harley. Harley at the left goal line. Centers. No shot. Stevenson reached in and Martinez played the puck away. Stevenson coming to center. Loose puck comes out in front. Broken up. Great reach. Once again, Chandler Stevenson's stick thwarts a Dallas shot on goal. It never occurred. Johnston steps to it. Now it comes to center. Marchessault across the red. Marchessault slides it to Eichel. He shoots. He scores! 33 seconds to go. Jack Eichel gives Vegas a 3-1 lead in game two. Another multi-point performance for Jack Eichel.
This is just great work along the wall for Marchessault and Eichel. They wouldn't be denied. And then Marchessault, he moves it up, knows he's got Jack. Soft little pass. Jack, the wrist shot from just inside the blue line. Wow. Great stuff from the Golden Knights here in the third.
Fans are headed for the turnstiles. 9 seconds to go. Vegas has the puck in its own zone after the draw. The Stars will not pursue. Final seconds will take off. Petrangelo leaves the puck behind Logan Thompson, who starts 2-0. The Knights defeat Dallas 3-1, take both games at American Airlines Center to begin the Stanley Cup playoffs and their title defense. Marchessault, Hanifin, and Eichel, the three Vegas goals, including the first career playoff goal for Noah Hanifin. The Knights come to Dallas, pick up right where they left off. They clinched the Western Conference Championship here last season. They started that playoff series with 3 wins in 3 games. Lost games 4 and game 5 before clinching it here in Dallas in game 6. And route to a Stanley Cup.